All right, so now let's look at the wider agenda here. Now, Sports Illustrated, of course, it's basically transvestites illustrated or transvestites photographed, really. That's really what that magazine is. It's a way to get half-naked transvestites into the home of families. Here's the 2021 swimsuit issue. Lena Bloom is Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue's first transgender cover star. No, that's not true. Everyone on the cover of this swimsuit issue throughout history, as I've made videos before about this, so they've all been transgendered. Now they're coming out. Now, you wouldn't really know it unless they told us. They're trying to tell us Simone Biles is a real woman, and people believe it. If you said this was a real woman, everyone wouldn't even question it, right? Opening eyes, speaking truths, changing minds. That might as well just say Kabbalistic transgender propaganda. And just this week, by the way, this one week, there's been like a few of these things, and it's all about making history. I just talked about this, and this one week, MJ Rodriguez makes history, their history, as first transgender woman to be nominated for an Emmy. See, they love getting these awards. They're just worshiping themselves, really. They're worshiping the creation, the planets, the stars, the wandering stars, and themselves. They believe they're demigods. They got to worship themselves. And then there's another one. Cataluna, the moon, Enriquez makes history as first openly. Because there's been a lot of secret ones. First openly transgendered woman to compete in Miss USA pageant. Yeah, because all of them have been secretly transgendered. All right. Miss Nevada. So they're just, I mean, these are like, supposedly they're supposed to be female beauty pageants. Now, they have all been secretly transgender beauty pageants this whole time. It's a bait and switch. Pretty soon, they're all going to just be open, and that'll be the norm. Like, oh yeah, every actress is transgendered. Every politician is transgendered. Everyone you see in the mass media will be openly transgendered. Now they are secretly transgendered. They will be openly transgendered. Oh, look at the star of Inanna, Ishtar, right there. You see, that one's secretly transgendered. This one's openly transgendered. The crown, the corona. And there's even one more with Olympics backing. Laurel Hubbard will be first trans athlete in games history. Well, no. Maybe first openly trans. Current rules, which will be reviewed in the future, allow Hubbard to participate. So supposedly that's a man. It's like a male to female. And, of course, it's from New Zealand. New Zealand weightlifter to become first transgender athletes at Olympic Games, June 21st, 2021. Making history, right? Making history. You can kind of see the male face. It's kind of hard to tell if it's a man or a woman, to be honest. They probably could have gotten away with not mentioning, you know, it could have been a secret tranny. No one would have noticed because it's kind of fat down there. So it looks like it has a wide pelvis. But that's a good example of a male with love handles. The female hips wouldn't have the indent right there. Female hips would just be one continuous curve. You can't change the rules. You got to trust the science. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here, right? I guess this is why people wear masks, because what I think is happening, the entire world is just disintegrating. You know, like old people eventually will die. And of course, now you blame it on a pandemic, but it's like the earth itself, the entire earth is just dying. It's old and sick. The earth is reaching the end of its lifespan, and people are just losing their minds and incapable of rational thought. The world is old and sick and dying. And this is what happens when that, you know. In fact, this kind of stuff happened right before the flood. The people were corrupting the image of God. And many biblical commentators and scholars have said it was because of the pagan worship. And we know that pagan worship involved transvestites. Now, this is a commentary on Genesis written by Gordon J. Wenham. Just last night, I came across this passage in the introduction. It says, Babylonians and Canaanites practiced cult prostitution and sacred marriage. All right, these are transvestites. And not a lot of scholars know that. All right, I know that. I've done a lot of research. Some of them do. A fertility rite in which it is commonly supposed that the gods had sexual union with women. I would disagree with that slightly. I would say this is a fertility rite in which men had sex with transvestites, and the transvestites were channeling the gods. That's what the sacred marriage is. A certain man named Boris in the UK just recently did the sacred marriage ritual, and then soon afterwards at the G7 announced that the world needs to become more gender neutral. Why? These rites were believed to promote the well-being of the nation and the fertility of the soil. Instead of promoting mankind's prosperity, they prompted God to send the flood, which destroyed all life. So this is the roots of the modern-day so-called transgender agenda. Transvestite rituals actually resulted in the flood. It was the transvestites that brought the flood, the trans agenda, if you will. So the same thing happening now. Trans agenda will result not in flood with water, but a flood of fire. All right, so really the transvestites brought about the flood. They brought about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they will bring about the destruction of the world now. All right, the world is about to be destroyed. In fact, they've said it. They've said it. It's the Great Reset. It is the Great Reset, but guess what? God has a greater reset. And I could do these videos without mentioning God or Jesus or anything like that because it pisses people off, but that's the point. People hate God. It's not my fault. Some people like the Word of God. Other people hate it. Nation pledges to protect transgendered weightlifter. You got to protect. See, they're making this into like a, what do you call it? Like a civil rights issue when it really it's just a Kabbalistic, Masonic transformation of humankind. They're transforming humanity. So it's, we can see it's already begun. This is just this one week. There's been four of them. Four of them. There, and probably more that I don't even know about it. Like, for some reason, this week, they just, the history, right? There it is. Again, history. USA weightlifting chief says anyone opposing transgender athletes will find themselves on the wrong side of history. Well, guess what? That's what they said right before the flood. Medical experts, the technocracy. You got to trust the experts. Technocracy, social experts. And they're also experts on running your life. Because you're not qualified. Put on a mask. Stay home. Isolate. Remain under house arrest in solitary confinement because that's what the social experts believe is best for you. Human rights experts. And of course, also international federations, the Interplanetary Federation. And of course, the symbolism. Now, I'm not sure why there's five of them. It could be five seems to be the number of the goddess, the Ishtar Inanna. But they're, whenever you have these two circles, which they have under the phallus in front of the White House, when they intertwine right there, it's the yin and yang, right? Male, female, but here they overlap into the androgyne. So yeah, New Zealand Prime Minister Jack Ardern backs transgender Olympic weightlifter Hubbard as former champ slams unfair inclusion. This person has big balls and a big brow ridge and large bone structure overall. See, there it looks like a female hips. So you do, you know, some people might think, well, maybe that's actually just a female. But you can kind of see a manly face there. You know, a lot of men look like this. They don't have rugged, masculine faces. And this person probably is doing some kind of hormone cocktail that we, you know, it's hard to understand exactly what a weightlifting. I think they have to decrease the testosterone and who knows what the rules are, you know. So I would say the hormones give it this kind of large butt. A real woman would have this whole area would be curved. They would not have the indent right there. This one does. Fat men have the indent, and then they have a fat love handle. All right? That's just how it works, all right? So, yeah, I believe this person is male. Takes estrogen to lower the testosterone so it can compete. On the female team, they do have like testosterone. They measure the testosterone, supposedly. Who knows what they really do? But anyway, the future, they'll all be openly trans. What they're doing now, in case you haven't figured it out, they are normalizing injections for humanity, right? Schools, wherever. People will be getting injected on a regular basis, whether it's yearly, quarterly, or monthly, whatever it takes to achieve their objectives to transform humanity into whatever they want to transform it into. So they're normalizing injections. People will be getting injected the rest of their lives, and we will not know what's actually in the injections. And yeah, maybe some people will be killed, maybe others will be turned into human-animal hybrids used on as experiments, whatever. They're going to have different injections for different people, but I do believe they're going to tell us it's a vaccine, what they're doing already, but it's really going to be hormones of the opposite sex. And they're going to transgender children, and they're going to grow up thinking that it's normal, which is a way to sterilize people. Because you can't just have a big genocide without sterilizing the survivors. They think of us like cockroaches, right? So you can't just kill a bunch of cockroaches, but then some are still left. They're just going to reproduce again and come back. Human females will be used as breeding slaves. Men will be used for labor. And there'll be tons of transvestites around. There'll be no marriage, no family. We are basically farm animals. We are a resource that they will exploit, organ harvesting, all that kind of stuff. Take all of the most dystopian scenes from any dystopian book or movie you've ever seen and combine them, and I believe that's what the future is. That's what their plans are, at least. But at some point, I believe the Messiah will return and God will put a stop to it before they completely destroy his creation, and he will finally establish his kingdom. See, I think what he's doing is allowing these people to establish their kingdom, and we'll just see how stupid it is, how it's just a bunch of trannies, right? We'll be like, okay, that's the best you got? That's your idea of a paradise? That's your utopian kingdom is transvestite weightlifters and presidents? Really? What a joke. And they'll kind of like wake up at that point. They'll be like, yeah, I guess we are just a bunch of trannies. Wow, this is our, what have we done? And then they'll be destroyed. So don't worry, you know, if you're a Christian, which means you believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, same thing will happen to us. We'll be martyred. Some of the early church fathers actually deliberately became martyred. I was just reading about Saint Ignatius. He wanted to go to Rome to be martyred. And guess how he was martyred? Thrown to the lions with spectators. I think that will be the future as well. See, right now there's no spectators at the Olympics. I think in the future, they're going to put people like me into the arena and watch me get killed somehow with maybe gladiators, or no, a bunch of transvestites will probably kill me in the arena, and other people as well. And it's not just Christian. They kill lots of people. They can't really control. It's just getting worse. People are getting more corrupt, more evil. They put us all into solitary confinement, which is torture. Masks are torture. Injections are torture. All right. This is an extremely evil time in human history. So for me to get through it mentally, I have to keep my mind on the what happens after this life. You know what I mean? Suffering is part of the Christian experience. That's part of the deal. That's why people don't want to be Christian, because to be Christian really means to follow Jesus. What happened to Jesus? They nailed him to a cross. They tortured him. They beat him up. And they killed him. All right. If you're a Christian, a real Christian, that's our future too. But then what happened after that? He got his glorified body and he went to heaven. And that will happen to us too. If you're a Christian, if you believe, if that's what you want, if you love God, it doesn't mean we have to be perfect. It means we have to ask for forgiveness. The high priest makes atonement for our sins. Eventually, the kingdom of heaven will come here on earth, and we'll get to hang out with God, and it will be a very good place to be. Very good place to be. This world is just messed up beyond belief. There's no saving this world. It's doomed. It is ending. It will be over soon.